Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so we're going to start this show off with a little segment called What Makes Us Fucking Mad? What makes us fucking pissed off
mad? I'd like to start.
Aaron?
Segments.
Oh, man.
Particularly when they come at the beginning of a podcast.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's just me, though. Addle, what about you?
Oh boy, I really have to think about it. Maybe when you're sleeping. No, it's pretty good. Life is pretty good. This is going to be tough. JPC, do you have one? You're pacing like a tiger in a cage.
Mine was also segments.
I guess mine could be segments for the sake of unity.
Okay, great. Let's do it. Let's do segments. Segments make us mad, so no more segments. Oh, wait, hold on. I do have one segment we'll do later in the show, Aaron. Listen. We could do that one still, right?
Oh, wait. I have one.
I'm mad. What?
Here's what really steams my beans. It's gotcha. When there's, it's almost like a Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck if.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So maybe like if I were to say you might be a segment, JBC, what does that make you want to say?
Okay. This is really terrible. This is really shaking my confidence down to its core. Because we do, like I said, we do have a segment that is not this segment. But before we can get to that segment, we have to introduce our special guests for today's podcast, Mr. Jesse Farrar and Mike Hale from. Well, I guess it's Mr. Jesse Farrar and Mr. Mike Hale. I didn't mean to non-Mr. you, Mike. From the Your Kickstarter Sucks podcast.
Hello, it's me, Mr. Jesse Farrar, and my friend and the I'm dog, just... Mike Hale.
I'm just shit, you know.
No,
everyone.
Yes, yes.
Who's that? Get that person out of here. Pay him. Before we go any further, we should immediately say, myself, JPC, and Aaron were recently guests on the premium edition of Your Kickstarter Sucks. Is that correct?
That's right. YKS Premium, we call it. Could have put more time maybe into having a different title for it, but, you know, it was a long time ago, so that's pretty good. You know?
Stars. And how can you direct listeners, and if they want to check that out, where they can find that?
It's an exclusive tier on Patreon. You cannot get access to it unless you have $5.
So the only way to get an exclusive tier is to kill someone and get the tattoo.
Yep.
Go to this website.
Or if you get just like change for like a burger somewhere, you can use that to like get on there and listen to it. We had a lot of fun. Yes.
It was a blast. Thank you for having us.
The inflation, because Aaron was mentioning on the episode we recorded with you how inflation is going absolutely fucking batshit crazy. And I was like, you know what? But it's not on Patreon. Patreon is still $5, baby. Mm-hmm. Our sweet content is just devaluing itself over time until essentially it'll be worthless.
It started worthless. Come on. Come on, man. It's always been completely worthless.
Very true.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to it's not good to think about that. You know, sometimes you think I'm an independent creator. I got my own stuff going on. I'm an entrepreneur basically. This is pretty cool. And you think like, well, people with regular people with good jobs, I should say, can go to the boss man and say, "Hey, what the fuck? Can you give me more money?" And then maybe sometimes it'll happen. But in our case, we have to improve as people to get it. What the fuck? That sucks.
Recently, I don't know, does Tennessee have the Mega Millions?
Oh yeah. I need people to sign up for the Patreon really bad.
Recently there was the Mega Millions where it reached like 1.2 billion or something. And this made me so sad. I read some article because everyone was abuzz and it's like, who's going to win it and like what to do if you win. But I read some article that was like, you always take, in the current economy, you take the lump sum versus the 20-year payout or whatever. Because they're basically like, if you take the 20-year payout where you get, you know, X amount per year in little patches, they're like, with inflation, you're going to like absolutely fuck yourself and go broke or whatever. And I'm like, if someone who just won $1.2 billion might go broke in the next 20 years by not taking lump sum, what chance do any of us have? Like this, it made me like almost tear up where I was like, I'm like, what are they talking about? This is insane.
Yeah, and you know what's bad? You know what's really bad? You start thinking about, you start pulling that thread a little bit and you go, hey, damn, the guy who won $1.2 billion, whatever, he's also going to die one day too, isn't that? That's fucking
That's
sucks
the
too.
Thing. I was
the
so impressed when I found that out.
You can take money with you when you die.
Yeah.
You will get to hang spend on it now. In heaven.
Or do what Disney did. Do what Walt Disney did.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that true? I feel like it's true, but I don't know if it is true. Is that 100% true? His head is frozen? Yeah.
I believe it. I think that because there is that technology, and I feel like if there's anyone who would do it, it would be Walt Disney because they want to keep his little brain. So I feel like it's probably true.
Well, why wouldn't you also do the rest of your whole?
Yeah, right.
I'm not in love with it, but it's like I'm used to it. You know, I kind of know what's going on with it. I don't want him to stick me on a robot or something.
I think the idea is the electricity is in the brain. Like there's going to be computers that you can connect to your brain and like download your or upload your consciousness to. But the rest of the body is just pure meat. So I think it's like even if they do revive him, he's not going to be walking around. I think it's basically they're going to be able to access his brain or consciousness.
I bet you $100 that when they come up with this technology in like a couple hundred years, that they're gonna go, oh God, we needed the body too. That was the essential part of it. We meant to tell you guys, oh fuck.
The
God,
penis
all
is
of these
the thing.
Useless heads.
Oh, did you not save the penis? Oh.
None of this is gonna work. Dang it. Dang, dang.
We'll
dang.
Never have Goofy too.
Yeah, it sounds like 200 years from now. Are we really gonna need some like racist ass cartoon? Like, no one's really gonna be clamoring for him when he comes back as a robot dog or whatever he's coming back as.
Did he get all his good ideas out? Do you think Disney? Did he finish up all he needed to finish in this earthly realm? Was there nothing else he needed?
We'd
to do
all
accomplish?
Be living in Epcot if he had lived another 6 years.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Think he's probably like a Steve Jobs, where it's like he was the figurehead, but I think the people around him are what kind of. You know, put the coal in the oven.
Oh, okay. You think there are other people who work at Disney that do stuff? I don't know.
Controversial.
I guess one guy probably couldn't come up with Pinocchio and Aladdin at this. I mean, that would be what an insane run that would be to come. Both of those?
Did
what?
Disney claim he came up with Aladdin?
I think he legit ripped that off from somewhere else, right?
Because I think there's a Middle Eastern writer from 200 BC that would be very upset.
Well, I mean the modern retelling of Aladdin where there's a genie.
The
oh,
monkey sidekick. The monkey sidekick.
Yeah. We don't need to hear all about how Lion King is fucking Shakespeare. Who cares? It doesn't matter.
me and my wife were watching The Northman. We watched The Northman last night,
okay,
which is pretty good. And... We get through the first part there, and there's, I'm not going to spoil it, everybody. Go watch it for yourselves if you have like 2 hours and 45 minutes to watch a movie. And we get through the first part, and she's like, oh, this really reminds me of Assassin's Creed Valhalla. She played that video game a lot. She played Assassin's Creed a lot.
Wow. Okay.
So it's like similar, you know, like the Norse mythology and that kind of stuff. And she was like, man, this is like beat for beat exactly what happened in that game. And I was like, you know, I think maybe some of this is based on stuff that happened a long time ago. Like, I think maybe
Norse
it was already.
Or
She's like, Odin, that's from the PS4. Odin. What the hell?
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
Wow, this Call of Duty is just like World War II. I mean, I swear.
Just ripped from the headlines.
Who owns the rights to World War II? That they're selling
to the victor. To the victor got the spoils. Yeah, so America got that one.
The winner writes the history books and the video games with microtransactions for all consoles.
Yeah, so you could get your like Goebbels skins or whatever in your video game. That's all us. Well, hey, speaking of.
You don't have a segue.
I don't have a segue.
What were we speaking about just a second ago?
1, 2, 3, 4. Hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.